Union chiefs, bureaucrats and business leaders were all under the same roof last week speaking to the federal government on the best way to boost productivity. This means gaining the most out of the work we do every day, including the quality of our work and how much we get done in a wide array of topics, such as tax, housing, AI, construction and the environment. Before the discussions began, around 20 of Australia's environment organisations call on the federal government to recognise the environment as a critical economic asset. National Indigenous Radio Services reporter Harrison Pedersen started asking CEO of the North Australian Indigenous Land and Sea Management Alliance, Barry Hunter, about the joint statement to the federal government.
Yes, so it's about environmental organisations coming together and they communicate, and the key messages are that, you know, like, number one, government should phrase out taxpayer subsidies that harm nature, you know, like burning of fossil fuels, and invest in things such as regenerative economies that build our ecosystem and long-term prosperity, particularly around biodiversity.
Absolutely. And so, like, from what you've seen on the ground, what has government in action meant for when it comes to, you know, caring for country?
Well, in terms of Indigenous people, and it's not so much the inaction, it's the underwhelming support for some of those actions. So we know that, you know, like, in regards to Indigenous protected areas, they're significantly underfunded compared to other protected areas and within our national estate. So, you know, like per hectare, where the amount of money that might go into on a national park, you know, such as Uluru or Kakadu, is vastly different and considerably less that might go into an Indigenous protected area. And for Indigenous rangers, this means that there's a real consideration of whether they literally run equipment or go out and do resource work. And the resource work I speak of, that's fire management, weeds management, feral management, rehabilitation work. So, yeah, there's a real discrepancy in between the funding levels there.
How have the, you know, governments, either, like, you know, territory and federal, how have they been in terms of, like, you know, listening to, you know, your perspective and kind of what rangers are saying on the ground?
Yeah, well, we saw the Northern Territory government get rid of the Northern Territory Indigenous Ranger grants, you know, which was a $12 million funded program, and the new territory government chose not to renew that, which is very disappointing because that's money paid for a whole range of equipment and essential support in regards to the day-to-day work that Indigenous rangers do in the Northern Territory. So that's one aspect. And I guess, you know, like what I was going back to before, that the Indigenous protected area is significantly underfunded. And on the other hand, the government wants to increase the ranger numbers, which is great. At first reflection, it looks like a real good story. And by 2030, they're going to double the ranger numbers that were around in 2025. And that's a great great election promise. But the problem with it is that it's seen as a jobs program. So as it rolls out, the rangers go into these roles, but yet they won't have the basic equipment or the basic resources to be able to go out and do the work that they need to do. So it's fundamentally, there's things that need to change within government policy and government process in order to address that.
CEO of the North Australian Indigenous Land and Sea Management Alliance, Barry Hunter, there, speaking with National Indigenous Radio Services, Harrison Pedersen.